SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Should he stay or should he go? His family is gathered with President Biden at Camp David as questions persist over the president's quest for a second term in office. Some of his biggest backers are among those calling on Mr. Biden to hang it up.
The list is a long one, and it includes op-ed writers, pundits, and organizations that like and support Joe Biden. But after last week's struggling debate performance by the president, even his biggest fans say it's time for a change on the Democratic ticket. The calls for him to withdraw from the race have appeared in articles and columns in The Atlantic, from Biden's biographer and some of his former White House staffers, and from the New York Times editorial board. So far, the president's campaign is resisting those calls. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon due to report to prison today. The Supreme Court declined to delay his four-month sentence for contempt of Congress. Bannon ignored subpoenas issued by the House January 6 committee. Also at SRNNews.com, people in its path are being urged not to underestimate the danger posed by Hurricane Beryl. The Cat 4 storm is bearing down on the Caribbean with the Windward Islands right in the storm's bullseye.
The potential for catastrophic hurricane force winds, life-threatening storm surge inundation, also the potential for very heavy rainfall, especially in the mountainous areas of places like Barbados and St. Vincent and the Grenadines as well. And then Beryl is expected to remain a powerful hurricane as it moves across the Caribbean Sea.
National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan. It's a development that is sending political shockwaves across Europe and beyond. France's far-right National Rally Party surging into the lead in the first round of legislative elections, a decisive final round of voting to take place on Sunday. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 88 points. This is SRN News. New report on a largely ignored segment of the LGBT community.
According to the Pew Research Center, bisexuals are actually the largest single group under the LGBT umbrella, making up a larger percentage than the other three groups combined. About 4% of Americans identify as bisexual, but they're much more inclined than other LGBT people to keep their lifestyle a secret. The Pew study indicates that women and young people are more prone to identify as bisexual. And of all the LGBT segments, bisexuals are the most likely to have children. Over one-third of bisexuals are parents.
SRN's Michael Harrington. In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility toward believers. This is SRN News. So-called glide bombs, the latest weapon unleashed on Ukraine by Russia.
Ukraine's president has appealed to the West to relax targeting limits for Ukraine into Russia as Russian glide bombs hammer the Ukrainian front line. In an online post, President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Russia had dropped more than 800 glide bombs into Ukraine in the past week alone. Zelensky said Ukraine needed to be able to strike more military targets inside Russia to stop the attacks on Ukraine's front line. Glide bombs are heavy Soviet-era bombs fitted with precision guidance systems and launched from aircraft flying out of range of air defenses. The bombs weigh more than a ton and blast targets to smithereens, leaving a huge crater. I'm Karen Chamas.
An elevated threat of terrorism has led to a heightened state of alert at U.S. military bases all across Europe. More details at SRNNews.com.